Intense flooding driven by the remnants of Tropical Storm Eta has overwhelmed parts of North Carolina, killing at least 7 people across the state. Some videos of the damage are leaving people breathless. Amber Roberts, a reporter with Fox 46, was reporting live yesterday from Alexander County, standing on a bridge with water rushing underneath when the bridge split in two.
This is incredibly scary! Okay, we're backing up. We're backing up. Just right here.
Wow, thankfully Roberts and her crew got off the bridge safely. This storm is how we're going to start our weekly social media roundup today. Femi OK is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Yeah, oh my God, no kidding, Femi. What else are you seeing online about this storm's destruction?
You did a beautiful job of describing what happened to Amber Fox 46, as she's known on Twitter. That is where you will find the video. Rex Chapman, who everyone should follow on Twitter because he finds the best video, says, give this reporter a pay rise. What I am seeing online is what I see often with tropical weather, because it is so extreme that sometimes you see some fake videos out there. So watch out. So if you see a shark floating through a neighborhood, that shark has been floating through neighborhoods for every tropical storm and hurricane since we've been able to have our little phone videos out there. So watch out for that. Triple check before you share. I know you won't, but I'm going to say it anyway. Something that tickled me that I did triple check was a giant American alligator captured strolling through a golf course in Florida as the tropical storm rain came down. The descriptions of this alligator, Godzilla, lives in Naples, and that as big as a dinosaur. Also, Tropical Storm Eta brought out a lot of citizen reporters as well. Chelsea Rosa reports a man kayaking through a suburban neighborhood. We've seen those shots many times. It looks like a lake. And Chelsea posts kayaking through the streets of Florida, crying emoji. But this is not ironic crying. This is desperate crying. And then a comment. And this really kind of puts us, where are we right now with our weather that we're seeing? If you remember, the end of tropical or the hurricane season is November 30th, so we're very, very close to that. Easter Bunny Terror posts, climate change, sea level rise, now we can go boating right where we live. So connecting what we're seeing with Eta with climate change.
Femi, what a season it's been. We're now looking at the 29th storm, Theta, which is spinning towards
very
Europe.
Active.
But yeah, you know, another big story on the social media front this week, of course, was TikTok. And we've been reporting on the Trump administration's order to ban the Chinese-owned app in the U.S. unless it was sold to an American company. That deadline came and went yesterday. TikTok is still standing. What are social media users saying?
And TikTokers are still posting. TikTok US promised its US users, we're not going anywhere, even after President Trump said, as far as TikTok is concerned, we're banning them from the United States. So TikTok currently challenging the ban, still in negotiations with the government, asking for more time to finalize a US partner. And on social, TikTokers are saying, for instance, Ryan is saying, everyone is worried about the election. I just wondered what happened to the TikTok ban. It seemed to have gone away. Lady Liberty making fun of the Trump administration. What happened to all that winning? Lots of celebrations from the TikTok community. Lots of people had forgotten that TikTok had been banned because nothing seemed to have happened. But behind the scenes, just digging a little bit deeper, MLCOM28 posts on Twitter, TikTok isn't the important part. What is important is the laziness of Congress has given the presidency too much power to wield enormous power all by himself. What's happening to TikTok should terrify everyone. So going for the big picture there, not for the small one about the actual app.
Femi, we got to get to this story out of London. There's a debate online about a new statue that was dedicated in the city to the memory of Mary Wollstonecraft. This is the 18th century feminist and author. But there are some people who are very, very upset about this statue.
We are wading into a debate about feminism and art, and it's super feisty. So Mary Wollstonecraft is known as the mother of feminism. She's also the actual mother of Mary Shelley, who wrote Frankenstein, but that's by the by. There is a sculpture that is dedicated, honouring her, and it was created by Maggie Hambling. Let me describe it for you. It is a silver base, a swirling silver base, and from that silver base emerges a naked woman. From the lovers of this sculpture is historian Dr. Fern Riddle, who posts, I love this. It reminds me of Metropolis crossed with the birth of Venus. That's the loving the sculpture camp. From the hating the sculpture camp, we have J.R. Tomlin, who says, all that fundraising and work for a silver Barbie doll on top of a phallus shape. So the back and forth is, should the mother of feminism be seen with no clothes on? Does it matter? And so feminists on both sides of this argument are coming out and having amazing debates. I really recommend you, one, see the sculpture and also follow the debates because it's a really feisty one.
It is fascinating. Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, thank you as always.
You're welcome.